broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The pictures are eventually going to get out. And then you just relive the intensity.
The fact of the matter is, as the president described, these are graphic photographs of someone who was shot.
There's some speculation, but I think only on top of that has been we've seen dramatic economic growth.
The teacher told the student that, "I bet you're grieving," and she basically looked at him and was like, "What are you talking about?
An ice cream vendor.
You're grieving. I know I'm grieving. I'm grieving because it's only a three-hour show, man. I wish we had more time. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and they won't, and they shan't, and they wan't. And anyway, welcome to our program. We're in live high-definition video on our website, philhendryshow.com, and we are, you know, like a multimedia thing. And if you have a backstage pass, you can watch us. You can listen to our archives. You can go into our news feed and comment. You can listen to our podcast, daily podcasts of the show. You can interact with us via email. You can do a lot of things. You become extraordinary. You become almost superhuman with a backstage pass to philhendryshow.com, and that's where we are right now. We also want to tell you that this evening we're going to be talking with Dean Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler with the Northern California Holistic Center will be discussing the controversy surrounding the naming of bin Laden, one of the targets in the SEAL mission in Pakistan. He was codenamed Geronimo. And there are those, some Native Americans, who are taking exception to that. We're going to be talking tonight to Mr. Wheeler about that, and to find out exactly what can be done, if anything is necessary. We'll be starting off with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Very interesting article on Americans. We want to talk to the SEALs. We want to meet them. We want to be around them. I believe it's the Captain Sullenberger. I think it's very uniquely American. We are enamored of our heroes, going back to the very beginning of this country. Going back to the days of George Washington, you know, and the way this country grieved when he passed on, we love our heroes. We want to be close to them. We want to know them. We want to hear their stories. We want to know how they did what they did and why they did what they did. And it's uniquely American. Another thing that's very uniquely American is, unfortunately, we like to tear our heroes down. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. President Obama says he is not going to release the images of a dead Osama bin Laden while the country wants to know who were those SEALs. We'll talk with Bobby Dooley in a moment. A high school cheerleader gets kicked off her squad after refusing to cheer for an athlete that she says raped her. Plus, a woman in Dubai is suing her husband for not having sex with her. We'll take a good long look at her. And no, what we're going to do is talk about this. And then Bobby and Dean Wheeler with us tonight, our affiliate spotlight, on WDTW 1310 AM in Detroit, and on KPSI 920 AM in Palm Springs. Two great affiliates on our Phil Hendry Radio Network. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, every Saturday night, we're live on KFI here in Los Angeles, as well as KTLK AM 1150. I don't know what you guys were talking about on Twitter today. Hey, Phil, are you on KTLK? I can't even hear. We're still, I don't know what you're talking about. We're on the air on KTLK. We're on the air on Saturday night. We're on in New York. We're on in Miami. We're on in places that we're not even on in yet. It's kind of a time warp thing. All right, Bobby Dooley joining us. Ms. Dooley, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. Very good, thank you.
And we're talking here this evening about the American need to that seems to be expressing itself in corners across this country. Patrons in bars across the country are raising toasts, hoping that the gesture of gratitude would somehow reach the clandestine Navy SEAL team. Many of them feel frustrated, incomplete. Scores of people responding to the question posed by the Associated Press, what would you tell the Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden if you could convey a message? There are all kinds of questions being asked, and one of them was more a statement that you made today to a couple of members of the media, and you also put into a Homeowners Association newsletter. And that had more to do with an intimate aspect of the Navy SEALs, didn't it?
Well, Phil, before we talk about that, I want to give it some context. We're very, very proud of the United States Navy SEALs that conducted this mission. We're very, very proud of all of our fighting men and women and the dangers that they faced in going into this country, Pakistan, and going into this compound and killing this man who is well known to be very dangerous and killed so many innocent people. It takes great bravery. This is a very unusual story, because we don't see a story like this that often. As you mentioned, we had Captain Sullenberger, and every now and again we have people that we really admire and have done such great things. We're so used to the bad news, you know.
Boy, that's the truth.
And so when we get good news, we want to express it somehow. And the newsletter, I think, was done tastefully, and I think it was true. In that,
what exactly did you say? And then we can put the question to the audience, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, what we said was, Steve, my husband Steve is here. You
a man give up his wife.
Yes, we were at the homeowners association meeting, and we were talking about getting some sprinklers finally put in up near our security gate, and I stood up and I said, you know what? Let's quit pretending that we want to do business. Let's stop making fools of ourselves, and let's get it said. I said it. I said, there are women here, and there are men here. And many of the women are married, and so are the men. But you know, and I know, that the men in this country would most likely allow their wives or their girlfriends to become deeply intimate with one of these seals. And I said to the Homeowners Association, it was our steering committee, I said, let's quit fooling around. We were talking about sprinklers, and we were talking about some of the aspects of our summer jacket. I said, let's just stop and say what's on our minds. You know as well as I do that you men would allow your wives or your girlfriends to be deeply, deeply intimate. And everyone stopped and stared at me, and I waited for what I knew was going to happen. And believe it or not, applause broke out.
Applause?
Well, I think it's because I was saying something that everyone needed to say. We've been dancing around this, Phil, all week, you know, ever since the news broke. We want to meet the SEALs. We want to, you know their story. There's so much about these men that would be exciting to know. But as a woman, and I think as men, we have to admit that on some level there is a wanting to give up to these men something that belongs to us. In the case of men, I dare say that men would not have any problem with their women desiring these men in an intimate way. And in some ways, it's almost tribal. So I said, what we need to do is write a letter and tell them we're not offering anybody, but we will say we offer the intimacy of our women.
Let me slow you up here, because this is wild what you're saying. I mean, you were talking about having a discussion, and I can understand perhaps a discussion like this coming up in the middle of a homeowners association meeting, which was a little strange, because you said you were talking about sprinklers.
Well, see, that was the thing that surprised me, too. We were talking about sprinklers, and we were talking about drainage for an area that's been flooding at the very back southeastern corner of the property. But I could see people were pushing pencils around, and their mind was not on what we were talking about. So I stood up, and I said, all right, let's get it said. You men and you women, you know that you men would almost want to offer your wives or your girlfriends...
Well, that's the part, if you don't mind me interrupting you, that's the part that I find bizarre. I don't know what to say. That you sent a letter to the SEALs, or...
No, what we did, Phil, is we drafted, and I'd appreciate it very much if you would stay with me on this, because I know that your temptation is to sort of make fun of things.
We drafted a letter, Mr. Henry.
I'll do it, Steve. We drafted a letter, and in it, and we did address it to the Pentagon, in it we said, you know, I am speaking for millions of American women. Millions of American women want some level of intimacy with these SEALs. And I am simply saying to you, as a tribal right, if you will, and the tribe being the tribe of Americans, all of us together, there would be nothing wrong with that.
there would be nothing wrong with the women of America offering themselves sexually to these SEALs.
No, I didn't use the word sexually because it's not a sufficient word. I used the word intimately because that bespeaks not only sex, it bespeaks love. And that is really what we're talking about. The American female and the American male, in a tribal rite that is thousands of years old, offering the female sexually, but intimately. And that is what makes it, I think, pure, clean. It freshens it.
All right, let me give my number here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, and the desire of the American people to meet and talk to these Navy SEALs expressed by Ms. Dooley and her homeowners association in a letter drafted to the SEALs that American women would like to have, basically, forgive me for putting it this way, sex with these SEALs.
No, I did not put it that way, Phil. I said intimacy.
All right, but what you're saying is basically this. The SEALs are so important that their brief immorality and infidelity would be tolerated by American men and women. The women would have sex with the SEALs, and the men would be okay with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying, and I checked it out with Steve, my husband.
And your husband would be fine with you having sex with one of these SEALs?
You know, the accusatory way that you put that is very interesting because...
I'm sorry, but I find it to be immoral. I find it to be something that you are expecting the SEALs to engage in. So you would expect these men, these brave men and highly skilled men, to have sex outside of the confines of their marriage.
You don't understand. Now, men like that cannot necessarily be held by a single woman. Now, I know you've heard that before in a lot of different ways, but it is true that a man like that, the woman in his life knows already that women are going to want him. What I am trying to say is that American men need to understand now that their women...
That their women want to have sex with these Navy SEALs.
That their women, yes, but that desire is there.
And that we should give in to that, and why should we give in to that?
And that we should give into it, and you know, Phil, you're interrupting me. But you're interrupting me, Phil.
Well, I got to get on with this. You want the American women will have sex with these SEALs because why?
Because that is their natural instinct, and because in this particular instance, it is, in my opinion, not immoral.
Well, I beg to differ.
Would you deny your woman? Would you deny her that?
It's not up to me to deny or to allow my woman to do anything.
Well, I think that's very cozy, Phil, and I think...
Well, you know, it's not meant to be cozy. I can't deny my woman anything. I can't grant her anything, but I would expect her fidelity. Even if one of the Navy SEALs that killed Bin Laden came to my house, sat down, had drinks with me and my family, had dinner with my family, sat there through the evening in my living room and told his stories in an increasingly exciting and fantastic way and had everybody spellbound, I would still expect my wife not to sleep with him. Now, I can't necessarily say she wouldn't be aroused by him. She might even be attracted to him. I can understand that. It happens. You know the old saying about where you get hungry as long as you eat at home, you know?
Well, that's ridiculous. I've heard that, and I don't understand that one at all.
It doesn't matter where you get hungry as long as you eat at home. You've never heard of that?
No, I've heard it. It's asinine.
Get hungry, you're going to go to a restaurant.
I know you're going to go to a restaurant, but we're talking about something completely different here. We're talking about sex. And what you're saying, Ms. Dooley, is that it would be completely acceptable and moral for any woman in America to have sex with one of the Navy SEALs that killed Bin Laden because their husbands would consider it an honor, and it's tribal, and suddenly all bonds of marriage fall away. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I am saying to a degree. I am saying it would be intimacy, and I am saying something that I don't think you understand. Most men would grant it. It would be a grant, a quid pro quo. There's a legal doctrine, and it's called in grantum or to grant.
To grant what?
To allow your wife to grant sex unto another man. And in the case of these Navy SEALs, it would be it would not be infidelity.
Well, I don't understand what law you're quoting there. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The world famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley, who says any man would be happy and willing to let their wife or girlfriend sleep with any of the Navy SEALs involved in the Bin Laden mission. What's your take on this? Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll take your calls when we come back at 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We're with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here as we talk about Americans yearning to talk to the SEALs in the Bin Laden raid, yearning to speak to them and to meet them. It's a very American thing to want to just kind of reach out and touch our heroes. And these Navy SEALs, we probably never will, because they are obviously a covert unit to the extent that, they hide their identities. Bobby, a question for you before we get to the phone calls here. You're talking about it would be a moral thing, I think you said, if women had sex, but you say intimacy.
Yes, I said intimacy still, and I'd really appreciate it if you kept your mind on that word, because to say sex is to... it really narrows it and cheapens it.
All right, but I want to ask you a question. What if one of these SEALs is gay?
Then I think it doesn't change anything. If he is gay, then I think there are a great many young gay men who are in marriages, gay marriages, whose partners would allow it.
Oh, really? Well, let me ask you this. There's don't ask, don't tell right now, so how would we ever know that he's gay?
You know, I think that's a very despicable question. I think in this instance, to not allow that man to express himself.
No, I would agree with you. I think the man should be allowed to express himself, but we don't have that rule just yet. I don't think. So he's the guy that doesn't get to have sex?
Mr. Henry, we're not talking about some cheap sex.
It's not a bachelor party, Mr. Henry.
No, but I know it's not a bachelor party, but you're talking about giving it up intimately to these SEALs. What if one of them was gay? You see, what I'm trying to say to you is the following thing. To offer our thanks to the SEALs by some tribal rite, as you call it, where I, as the man, offer my woman, and the woman gives herself intimately to the SEAL, is all fine and dandy, but in reality and in practice, I don't know that the whole thing works. Let's go to a phone call. Here is Celeste on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, Celeste.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the whole situation about having sex with the Navy SEAL. I think having sex outside of your marriage is just barbaric to begin with. I don't understand why it should be allowed with a Navy SEAL just because he killed Bin Laden.
Because he's an extra special. This is very tribal, Celeste. In other words, in the days when man traveled as a tribe, it was religious almost to offer this to the warrior. He is our warrior. Are you telling me you would be attracted to him?
I guess we lost the call. 877-876-7445. Let's move on to... So how would you respond to that?
Well, I respond to it the same way that I've been telling you. I think it is not barbaric. It is not immoral. It is, in point of fact, something we offer up to the SEAL so that he is emboldened and strengthened and knows that we would give him anything for what he's done.
877-876-7445. Here is Christina. Go ahead, Christina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
First of all, I think it would be ridiculous. I mean, I think that, you know, everybody would be strangers to each other. And, you know, I think it would just
not
cause
really,
a big
really. It would be
horizon.
A one-time-only thing. It would be a one-time-only thing. You would be required by your husband to give of yourself. And are you saying no, you wouldn't? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if I had a husband, you know, I'm a mother.
Yes.
But if I had a husband, I don't think he would approve of it.
But let's say he said to you, and, you know, I'm just fooling around, he said, go on in there, Christine, and shake hands with it. You know, go, whatever a man says, they say a lot of stupid things. Would you not then do as your husband directed?
Well, that's not what you said.
You wouldn't go in and have sex with a Navy SEAL that just killed Bin Laden, saved your children, saved your life. You wouldn't do that. I think you would. I think you would, and I think you would. In the middle of the night, we'd hear what we thought were coyote yips. And it would very well be you.
Phil,
that's really what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Coming up, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. The use of the name Geronimo as the code name for the primary target, Bin Laden, has been criticized by some in Native American circles and elsewhere. We're going to discuss that with Dean Wheeler at the top of the hour. And then in our final hour of the show, of course, is our news and commentary hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up some of these neat and keen items in our merchandise store. We have the Phil Hendry T-shirt all set for you for the summer. We also have our shot glasses. Man, those Phil Hendry shot glasses are a beautiful thing. We will be having yucca parties here on Phil TV. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about that. We're going to have some serious-ass yucca parties on Phil TV this coming summer. So if you don't have your backstage pass, you're going to miss our yucca parties. You're going to miss all kinds of stuff. 877-876-PHIL. Ms. Dooley, before we move on, you mentioned something about the stealth technology on one of the choppers being left behind?
Yes. One of the helicopters crashed, and there was a rotor blade attached to that section of the helicopter. It contained very, very important stealth technology. Obviously, one of the SEALs was responsible for demolishing that helicopter, and he was not successful in at least the extent of destroying that. So we obviously would want that individual identified. It would be very difficult, just speaking as a woman, to give myself intimately to a man who was just a little bit below.
You know, oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know whether I'm outraged more about the fact that you want to have sex with these guys, and now you're telling me that, well, this guy wouldn't be deserving of the same kind of sex because he left a stealth technology behind?
That's right. Only
hold on. I can't hear your husband at all.
I'm sorry. Steve is saying it stands to reason. It only stands to reason that you're not going to offer yourself up intimately to one of the SEALs that left behind this stealth technology that the Pakistanis, or I don't know what country, that
Pakistan.
Yes, that they will use to plot more murders or whatever they do. I don't know.
Pakistan ostensibly is an ally of ours. Did they butcher this beyond recognition? Yes. Was it, as they say in the military, FUBAR? You bet. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that they are assisting Al-Qaeda in planning these missions. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Cindy. Go ahead, Cindy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
I'm offended when she says she speaks for millions of women. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tattoo that says that you are property of
mm-hmm.
your husband?
Mm-hmm. What's that? Do I have a tattoo? No, of course I don't. This would be ritualistic.
It sounds like you are acting. I mean, you act like you are property of your husband. You know, if you
mm-hmm.
are. If you
mm-hmm.
appreciate what these SEALs
mm-hmm.
did, why not
mm-hmm.
write a heartfelt letter expressing your gratitude with your words instead of saying you have to give your body to a man that you don't know?
Well, I think
I'm offended as a woman.
But, Cindy, what's offensive to me is you know exactly what I'm talking about. I said what's offensive to me is that you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, as a woman, if you saw one of these SEALs...
Absolutely
you'd be
not.
You'd be all over him. You'd be all over him.
No.
absolutely not. Just because I appreciate something a man has done doesn't mean I want to throw myself at him. And doesn't mean I want to show my appreciation sexually. I am perfectly capable of showing my appreciation to somebody without showing it sexually.
If your husband was out of town, is what I'm saying.
What do you mean if her husband was out of town?
I don't know whether or not my husband's out of town or not. I'm saying I don't have to show my appreciation through sex.
No, you don't. But I wanted to tell you something. It isn't about you. It's about the Fields. And if that's what they want...
I understand that, but don't say that you're speaking for millions of people, please.
Well, I have to disagree with you. I think I am. I think I'm speaking for you. And I think you are saying what you're saying for public consumption.
Well, you can't even take the lady at her word.
I take her at her word, but I think there are a lot of people that she doesn't want to offend.
So, in other words, there's not a woman that could call this show and say, I don't want to have sex with the Navy SEALs that you would believe because you think she's just being coy. And
There's not a woman listening to me right now that doesn't know what I'm talking about, but if one of those SEALs came in and said, hi, I'm one of the SEALs that got Osama bin Laden, that you wouldn't be all over him like white on rice. And
I can honestly say I would not. I would have to say that I've evolved beyond that point in my life.
Well, if you're too old, I understand that, but I'm talking about younger women. And
she didn't say she was too old. Maybe
I'm
she's
not
just
too, old,
too married.
Honey. Believe me, I'm not too old.
Well, the way you said that, you went, I'm not too old. It cracked a little, the voice, is what I'm saying. So here is what...
All right, you know, Bobby, it doesn't have to be an issue of whether... Thank you very much, Cindy, for your call. An issue of whether someone's too old. Can you not accept someone at their word?
Well, a moment ago, this is what you said, Phil. You went, okay, Bobby, now do I take that to mean you have epilepsy? Do I take that to mean... You have some nascent Lou Gehrig's disease? No, I don't. So I am taking you at your word.
What has that got to do with what I'm talking about?
When the lady said she wasn't too old, this is what she said. She went, I'm not too old. Did you hear that?
No, I heard that too, Mr. Henry.
No, I heard her voice crack. I heard the lady's voice crack. It could very well have been that she was in mid-laugh or something. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here about... the Navy SEALs and a story today that was in a lot of publications and on the internet, the Associated Press story, Americans yearn to talk to SEALs in bin Laden raid. We yearn to speak to these men. We yearn to meet our heroes. And Ms. Dooley is saying that there is a need, a yearning, something primal, something tribal in the hearts of men and women that men would give up their wives or girlfriends for intimate sex with one of the SEALs and they'd be fine with it. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be fine with it.
Again, I think it's something that you're saying now, but if the Navy SEAL walked into your home and looked you up and down and then looked at your wife, in that instant, Phil, would be the thought in your mind, you know, he's right.
What do you mean he's right? He hasn't said anything.
He doesn't need to say anything. All he has to do is come in and look at you, and he'll look you up and down, and you're thinking, you know what, it's yours. It's your world, brother. It's your world, I'm just washing the dishes.
Yeah, it's your world, I'll just run out to the CVS to get the condoms.
All right, thank you very much for that insult. You guys think it's a joke, you know?
No, I don't think it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think it's definitely that. It's your world.
Yeah, it's your world. It's your world, I'll make the breakfast.
It's your world, brah.
It's your world, brah, huh? 877-876-7445. Let's go to Teresa in Alabama. Teresa, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Turn down or whatever. Here is, I think it's Bennett. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bennett.
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm sorry, a little bit of static there. I think, it's kind of a little presumptuous to assume that these high-caliber individuals, these Navy SEALs would accept such an offer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe some would, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. We'll never know who they are in national security.
Well, that's not the point. The point is to make the offer. To make the offer. And long overdue.
That would also lead into the second part of it is that, I think it's really, really presumptuous to say that, mm-hmm. you know, and especially insulting that men should offer their wives. For one, I can't offer my wife because if she were to accept an offer, she wouldn't be my wife anymore.
Wait a minute. You understand who I'm talking about, these Navy SEALs, right?
Yeah, I understand. And I really, really appreciate what they've done, but I think it's insulting to them.
Who did? Well, you don't know that. You'd have to ask them.
Well, yeah, we would have to ask them, wouldn't they? Or wouldn't we? You know?
Well, what if you... That, we're not talking about that. You can ask them. What I'm talking about is making myself ready for the for that moment of commingling and the husband making me ready. And that would be a necessity of... There's two steps. There's the commingling and there is the advance.
Well, I don't know any of this stuff, man, whether it's tribal or whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. What this gentleman is saying here is that the woman, any woman that takes up an offer to have sex with a Navy SEAL, whether or not the guy wants to have sex with her or not, has given up her marriage bonds.
And I'm telling both of you men, no, she hasn't. It's religious.
All right. 877-876-7445. Let's move on here to... I think it's Dervin. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Well, this is the thing. I'm a 17-year veteran of the U.S. Navy. I was a mm-hmm. search and rescue diver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have worked with the SEALs before, with Rangers, the Green Berets, and a majority of them on specialized missions. These people mm-hmm. are secretive. They will never tell you who they are. You will not know who they are. Majority of these men have families. They have wives. They have kids.
You can have sex with someone and not have to know their name. You know
well,
that.
I'll tell you what. They're not going to come to you. They're not going to come to anybody. They are a very, very secretive group.
No,
they are designed that way. They're not going
to
they're not going to do it because, one, their lives depend on their secret nature. They will not reveal themselves because, let me tell you something, people have died before because of incidents
mm-hmm.
like that. Because they got their picture taken somewhere, they got something done, somebody got seen on a photograph, and if they're identified by the enemy, which is Al-Qaeda,
now, what about
and all these
body?
Other terrorist groups, they are a target. They will be killed.
I think they should have the option, at least, of knowing that we are willing to have sex with them and that the men of this country are willing to offer their wives up in this tribal right.
SEALs are not going to take it. They are not going to take it.
I don't know that you can say that.
I do know some SEALs. And let me tell you something. They will not take it.
Well,
they value their lives more than having
sex
with a strange woman.
She wouldn't be strange. She'd introduce herself. Not only that, but they're getting photographs and picking from them ahead of time. And
how's that working?
We mail photographs to them. So Dervin or Derwin, Derwick.
Yeah.
We've thought of all of this. Okay, we've thought of all.
Do you know that if you reveal their photographs in any form of fashion on the internet, web, anything, and it is transmitted, you will be arrested for treason. And treason during the time of war is
harmful by death. We're not going to transmit their photographs. We're not transmitting their photographs. We're transmitting our photographs. The only picture that I would want, all I'd want would be one picture with him standing under the veranda or high from our hotel.
You're not going to get any photo. What do you mean, high?
Just his arm. We'll pixelate his face.
You know, what you're hearing here from this gentleman is you may be offering, and what if they don't take you up?
Well, I think if they don't take us up on it, it's because people like Derwood have been calling them morning, noon, and night, leaving voice messages, and basically putting the fear of Jesus into them. And I think that that's wrong.
The fear of Jesus. These guys just took out Bin Laden.
I just woke up from sleeping because I couldn't sleep and
mm-hmm.
turned on the radio and heard your gibberish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the one that's going to be feeding them full of gibberish. You're going to call them up and go, Mr. Navy SEAL, don't talk to Bobby Dooley because she wants to park it on your nose. Oh, please.
Okay.
By the way,
thank you.
As far as the helicopter with the blade,
yes.
They won't even know how to use that. These people have no idea what they're dealing with. All they see is wreckage.
With the SEAL that left that behind, though, he's going to have to get...
And there's no technology in these blades. Most countries have these type of blades on these helicopters.
Not these. These are stealth. This is stealth technology for the...
Ma'am, I have flown in over 100 missions on paved loads, helicopters, and on secret missions. They are not in the blade.
Did you fly a stealth helicopter? No.
They're not stealth helicopters. They're called paved loads. They're a standard operating helicopter.
No, it's a SEAL helicopter. Everything they use
is a paved load.
Some cloaking. It has a cloaking device.
If you join the military, you understand what I'm talking about.
A cloaking device is from Star Wars.
No, it isn't. It's from Star Trek.
All right, whatever, Star Trek.
The only two aircraft that have any type of close to being any type of stealth is the F-117 and the B-2. They're not helicopters.
Do they have invisible helicopters yet?
No,
they're not invisible.
They flew below the radar. That's why the Pakistani couldn't see them.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference. That's why they use helicopters.
Oh,
they can fly below the radar.
I see. Well, what were they saying on TV, Steve, about the stealth technology and the rotors?
There is no stealth technology in rotors. What they're talking about is a sound dampening system.
Mm-hmm.
The sound dampening system, everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
Even Pakistan has it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good call, Derwood, and thank you for giving us some background on a lot of this stuff. And, Ms. Dooley, you're extremely rude going,
What?
I can hear you going, into the phone. You're not doing that.
No, I'm not. Well, a little bit. Steve's taking the phone from me, and at times, aren't you, Steve?
Well, keep the phone, if you don't mind, Ms. Dooley, in your own hands. I'd appreciate that. 877-876-7445. If you're a woman listening to me right now, if you're a man listening to me right now, Bobby and Steve Dooley are on an organized some effort to contact the United States Navy and the Navy SEALs to tell them that the women of America would be happy to give themselves up intimately to the SEALs and their husbands would approve. It's a very wide, and Ms. Dooley is describing this as tribal, and the guy who left the stealth technology behind in the rotor blades, he'd have to get seconds. 877-876-7445. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right after this.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Yes, you did. We're back here with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, I'm asking you simply that we have... there are people listening who may not appreciate the language. Is she on the line? All right, now bring her back up, will you, bud, because I've got to... I just want to make that one point with her. Ms. Dooley, did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said, and I'm not aware of any language that I've been using.
When you said something about parking something on someone's...
That was my husband, Steve.
I said that. You've got to park it in a New York minute.
He said that I would park it in a New York minute, but he did not say where.
All right, well, that's fine, but the term park it I find to be a little untoward and unladylike, if you'll pardon me for saying that.
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry, but I am a lady... I'm talking about giving it to our SEALs, not giving it just to any bum in a bar. I've had it up to here with guys at bars, okay? I don't need that anymore.
My wife, I can assure you, Mr. Henry, my wife doesn't need any more guys in bars.
I don't need that anymore. I've done that.
Really?
Oh, what does that mean? Oh, boy.
You told my wife what?
You're the guy that brought it up.
That is so rude.
Wait a minute, Ms. Dooley. You're the one that brought up the bar scene, not me. 877-876-7445. Here is Elizabeth in Bakersfield, California on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to this conversation, and I agree with the lady on only one point. What these Navy SEALs did was a noble thing. There's no question about that. It was very noble. It was brave. And I am happy that Osama bin Laden is dead. However, I am.
What did you call him?
What did you call him?
You're happy that Osama Laden.
I am really disgusted as a woman to hear you say, and to say that you're speaking for all women in general, that we would just have sex with these guys, that we would be that grateful that we would have sex with them?
Are you trying to tell me that the very men that saved your children's life, that saved your life, that you wouldn't be all over that?
Why don't you put it more?
Like the previous caller said before, a few minutes ago,
she said
more ways of expressing your appreciation. You could write a letter to these Navy SEALs. Expressing your appreciation.
I'm sure they'd really appreciate that.
Have sex with a random stranger for that.
The Navy, you've got a stranger.
Phil Hendry.
You'd be honest.